This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff that we will discuss on the air by going and submitting show prep suggestions. If you see something online that you think our listeners might enjoy, you just submit it through our show prep suggestion page, and then it'll show up on the upcoming stories queue, where other listeners will then see them and vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page in the top of our website, meaning we are more likely to talk about it on the air. Head over to freetalklive.com, and we'll get to some of that stuff here in a little bit. Mark, you've got an email you wanted to share, and we mentioned it the other night. We didn't get a chance to get to it, so hopefully we'll do that too. But first, your phone calls. Let's talk to Ty in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, I wanted to ask Mark a couple of questions about the Edgerton Post interviews he tacks on to the end of some of the podcasts occasionally.
Yeah, these are the interview series that Mark has now been doing for, what, 6 months, 5 months?
I have no idea. I haven't paid that much attention to the time frame or anything like that. I'm just doing the interviews, you know.
By the way, Puke is here joining us tonight.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Puke, how you doing?
Fine. So what were your questions?
Well, the question is, I find them very valuable. I think that they're a very nice addition, but I'm afraid every once in a while I miss them because sometimes I listen to the live show when I'm able to, and sometimes I've got the podcast. And so I was wondering if Mark might be able to make those available as a separate podcast download sometime in the future.
It's the intention. If you go to, I think, at edgepo.com, you'll see that there is a website there. I haven't gotten to it yet. At this point, it's not a moneymaker. So it's hard to, when you're scrambling around trying to make money and basically take care of two households, because that's my job. I'm the sales guy here at Free Talk Live, and I spend my day taking, bringing money in so that Ian and I can eat. And
there is nothing at edgepo.com.
You don't see anything there? How about try edgingtonpost.com?
Okay, I'll try that.
It should be redirected there, but if not, markedgemedia.com is also.
Yeah, this Edgepo has some really questionable software on it, by the way, so you really shouldn't go there.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's telling me the connection is untrusted. Yeah. What are you trying to do here, Mark?
No idea.
It's a trap, people. Don't go there. The Edgepost.
So, you should probably know the name of your own website.
I believed I did. I own that. I know that much.
It doesn't look like you own it.
Well, I bought it.
Okay. Anyway. So,
anyway.
I'm just hoping eventually it will become available as a separate thing, because I'd hate to think of that mess some, because I have yet to find one that was not valuable, Mark. Thank you very much for those.
Certainly. You can, and some of them are advertisers that we've got, and I talked to them, more in depth about their product. Others are just sort of libertarian luminaries or people in the news that I want to talk to for whatever reason. So just people I feel like interviewing.
And I had a couple of other things, if I can bring those topics
up. Squeeze them in. Sure.
I wanted to address a couple of things. I'm just getting caught up on a few of the podcasts. There was a discussion about the difference. Actually, there wasn't really a discussion of the difference, but there was a discussion about being patriotic as far as loving the country compared, to loving the government over the last couple of days. I think there was one case where Ian said something going off of one of the segments, screw America, and then it came back with a correction of what he was talking about was screw the U.S. government.
Yeah.
The heck with those guys.
That didn't. I can imagine quite a few listeners didn't like that, so one of them actually called in.
Right, but I wanted to bring up, and I posted this on the FTL website, one of the show preps. It got voted up a couple of times, but didn't make it very far. But there's a definition, and there's a difference, a definition between three different concepts that the government kind of uses, one of the good concepts, against us. And one concept is the concept of country. It gets conflated with this idea of a nation and a state. And a country, if you look back, we love words, right? I mean, we talk about the origins of the word citizen and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The word country comes from a Latin phrase, terra contrata, which means alongside the land or land alongside. And what it was used in in Rome was to mean the people and the country, the land and its people, the customs.
Yeah.
So a country is a good thing. Because even though, I consider myself an individualist, I'm also a social animal. I like to get along with people, and I find benefit in society.
Sure.
But I still want to be a stand-up person. So, being part of a group is also a good thing, as long as we're a group of stand-up people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess, but I don't even know if I go for that. And now you're pulling me into the vortex of sort of anti-Americanism. But why should I like somebody who's from New Hampshire or Bradenton, Florida, or someplace inside the country called America more than I would like somebody who's from Guatemala or Canada or Hong Kong?
I'm not saying the country of America. I hate to kind of go back to the founding fathers, but Thomas Jefferson considered Virginia to be his country. Your country is your people. I bet you guys up there in New Hampshire in the Keene area consider the people that you hang around with and that Keene people to be kind of like an extended family. That is your country. It's your people.
Well, it's trying to find a commonality, a lot of people think that because you're from the same country that you have a commonality and thus you want to attach yourself to that, but it's not necessarily true.
Here's the point I'm trying to get at. It gets conflated. The idea of country gets conflated with nation, and the government does that because they know we are emotional. We are attached to people. We love people. We love our people. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that.
We want to defend our people. So they play on those. They play on those heartstrings to try to get you to support the government.
It's never really worked for me.
Government. Well, actually, what you love is the people that you consider your country. Does that make sense? Am I making
sure?
Any kind
sure,
of
you're making sense to me. I definitely get where you're coming from. I think it's important to have distinctions like this. Unfortunately, even as distinct as I might have understandings for these words, I still misconflate them, and I still make mistakes and use the wrong term when I meant something else. Like I'll call the country the United States when that's actually a political term that essentially is a description of the government. So the United States is the U.S. federal government, while country is you're right. I think it's a little bit. It's not quite as defined, and I think that
I get the idea of searching for commonality, but I don't even know if it's good. It makes me I sort of remember being in Florida, and some people would like the Atlanta Braves because they didn't used to be a Florida baseball team, and then some people would like the Florida Marlins because they were a little older than the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and then in my area you'd have people that liked different teams all over, and I just never really understood what's all the fuss about. Why is a person who likes a baseball team better than another person who likes your baseball team?
Because their team sucks.
Right. It's just this stupidity.
Yeah, it divides people. It divides people. Would you say, Ty, that the people that like the Red Sox are all countrymen?
I think in some respects, but not really, because that's not the it has to be an intermeshing of the land and the people. Okay, now I could be an Atlanta fan.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Tennessee.
We don't need the land anymore. We don't. It's a small world, right?
Well, the way you were defining country earlier, it made it sound like it was the beliefs, the people that you want to be around, and so those people may not all necessarily be in New Hampshire. Some of them come and visit here, and they might move here someday, but they're not here yet. But they would, by your definition, still be my countrymen, wouldn't they? I mean, can't you be a countryman and not live in a certain landmass?
Well, I would say that it would kind of be like your countryman in spirit, maybe. But all I'm saying is if you look at the definition of the word, terra contrata, and how it was used, it meant the land and its people. It was talking about the customs.
Yeah, but words change, too, so
that's true as well.
Right now, when you use the word country, it basically means nation.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think it's a problem, and I thank you for pointing it out. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public. like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including stuff like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Mark, what
What is SACL CAI?
It's a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They pretty much handle all your accounts receivable, and they do it with integrity and respect. They don't treat your clients like they're a bunch of losers for not being able to pay their bills or not handling it or forgetting about it or whatever the reason was. They treat people with respect, and so your business is handled efficiently as possible. They have they record every call, and that way you can listen back and make sure that they're doing what you want them to do. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We had Ty call in a few moments ago to talk about the word country, and he was talking about the etymology of the word, whence it comes. And I was looking at the definition here over at dictionary.com, and indeed, the first definition, as you pointed out, Puke, words change over time. The number one definition is a state or nation. So it's used in the dictionary. It's essentially the same exact term. And country's a word that I'm not really interested in saving myself. I don't really have any emotional attachment to the concept.
I don't really know what the preoccupation is with some people to like take back a word or try and convince people that the original form of the word should be used. It's moved on. That's what everybody thinks of is this nowadays whenever you say that word. So why try and change it? You know, country means something associated with a government. So, okay, that's what people are going to think. Move on. Find a different word, you know.
Yeah,
how I look at it.
I'm pretty gay.
You're pretty gay. Oh, yeah. As in you're pretty happy?
Yeah. Yeah, see? I mean, it doesn't work. Yeah. Sorry. Right. Clunk.
Instantly you think, oh, he's homosexual.
Right. I mean,
that's just the way it is. That's what it requires.
Words are lost, they're lost, you know?
Yep.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue here and talk to Fred in Ohio, listening to WCER in Canton. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you, Stevening?
What's on your mind tonight, Fred?
Okay, since all countries now have one common enemy, the international banksters, the New World Government, the G20, the IMF, all military should stay home or return home and fix their own country.
Was that four
because
enemies?
We're all
that sound like four enemies.
Financially.
How is the military going to fix the country?
How is the military going to fix the country? First, we need them on our borders and on our shores to protect us.
Well, I don't want that.
Aren't these the same guys though that have been following the dictates of the people that you're talking about, the IMF, the G20, the whomever?
Right, they're financially bankrupting all countries right at this moment.
Sure,
These
guys get their money from the people that you're talking about can basically control the money, right? So the way that they control the money is by forcibly taking it from other people. So you're not going to be able to take a group like the military and put them on the borders and still fund them so that these guys get paychecks without the people that steal the money, through funding. The only way that you can have these guys get paid is if they just enter into the marketplace. If they lay down their weapons and they go to work.
They need to protect us first because we've got criminals coming over the borders already.
Fred, do you own a shotgun?
I guess so.
Well, then you're protected. You're fine.
Yeah, why is it that you, Fred, may I ask, why you trust, I mean, setting aside the xenophobia of the immigration issue, which is a whole other matter, but may I ask why it is that you trust the government to keep you safe?
I don't trust the government at all.
Are you asking for them to do things for you?
Why am I asking for what, please?
Why are you asking for the government to do things for you, things that are as important as protection, if you don't trust them?
I didn't ask for protection from the government. I asked protection from our troops. They should all return home and
get on the
border.
But the troops are the government.
And troops are the government. And I understand that, but we still got patriots in our armed services, I hope.
Okay, so you are asking for protection from the government in the form of the troops, right? So let's make sure we're clear here. Do you believe that the troops are somehow better than the other rest of the government?
I think we ought to all be on the borders protecting our borders.
You didn't answer my question. If everybody's on the border trying to keep the Mexicans from running across, trying to, you know, to earn enough money to eat a sandwich,
those wily Mexicans,
then nobody's going to get anything done. We can make this country so inhospitable for people who live south of it that they won't want to come. But you can't. What you can't do is have the same country you have today and crack down and actually stop people from crossing the border. You don't get both of those.
We've got Hezbollah down in Mexico. They're coming across the borders. They're terrorists.
Why would Hezbollah want to come across our borders if it wasn't for the military over there killing their wives and families?
We should not be over there. That's
agreed.
My point.
So if you leave from over there, issue an apology. All of the Muslim world, we apologize for messing around in your business. Goodbye. Good luck. I hope you straighten everything out here. The United States is going to leave you alone. Terribly sorry for the inconvenience. I don't think Hezbollah is going to come across the border and try to. If Hezbollah does that, then we're liable to go back. Why would they do it?
We left the terrorists in there on 9/11. We trained them in airplanes.
I never did any of those things. I did not train a terrorist. I don't know how to fly an airplane, and I did not. Right. So why would you say we did those things?
They was trained to fly planes down Florida, and then they got two planes.
And why did they do that? Why do you think those folks flew those planes into those buildings?
Why do I think they did?
Yeah.
Well, there's more to it than just what meets the eye. In the first place, two planes flew into those two buildings, but three buildings fell down.
Sure, but that didn't answer my question. The question was, why? Why did they do that?
Why?
If you believe they did.
To go to war in Iraq.
Maybe you're not understanding my question. Why did the men who flew the planes into the buildings do that?
I don't have their minds. I can't tell you.
Let me give you a suggestion. Maybe, now this is presuming you believe the general story about 9/11. Maybe they were upset because the U.S. government was over killing their loved ones in the Middle East and interfering in their affairs.
That's very possible. So why don't we bring our troops home?
I'm with you, man. Bring the troops home and then abolish the military.
Right. What I'm saying is bring the troops home, put them to work. And then, you'll be far better off than putting them on the border and letting coyotes bribe them so that they can get across.
I don't know about you, Fred, but I am not interested in living in a police state.
I'm not living in it. I want to live in the United States.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to last much longer, I'm afraid.
And I don't want traitors allowed in. And
traitors?
I don't want traitors.
What's wrong with trade? What's wrong with trade? Are you talking about traitors or traders?
Traitors. Yeah,
if you put up border patrol,
traitors are just people that don't agree with what the government people say. Fred, you and I are traitors.
Hey, Fred, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And if you put up a bunch of border checkpoints and border guards and traitors, the people that want to do business aren't going to have a very easy time with it. And that's going to make things a lot worse as far as the economy, like getting products and services in and out of here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack.
It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. You can get on our email update list, follow us on Twitter or Facebook. In fact, I sent out an update this afternoon because I was making a special appearance on Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence, which you can hear before Free Talk Live every weekday on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. He called me up, and he sounded very distraught today.
Read this update.
Yes, thank you for that.
And I knew all about it. I knew what was going on.
You were in the loop.
I read it, too.
He was very distraught. He was bummed out because he'd been getting a lot of bad news.
Because he lives in Arizona.
Well, he does live in Arizona. And so there's all that bad news, and there's bad news on top of that bad news, because there's a lot of bad news out there. I mean, the government's getting bigger and more oppressive and intrusive and more expensive than it's ever been. And so he was pretty bummed out. He said, Ian, I need you to come on to give me some good news. Tell me about Keene. And so I did. I came on, and we spent a good hour just talking about some of the things that were going on here in Keene, New Hampshire, everything from the civil disobedience to some of the political action that's happening here. So it was very good. I'll put that up a little bit later on tonight on the Free Talk Live website, and I'll send out another update when that happens in case you missed it happening live.
Taryn Lupo from LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. And you can see that jewelry by either joining his fan group on Facebook, or going to lclreport.com. You can support the Ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique jewelry, and I've seen it, and it's very interesting stuff. He does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. It's lclreport.com, or search LCL Report on Facebook.
All right. And in fact, speaking of Keene, there are a few updates on some of the things going on here. Heike, who was the young lady that was arrested a couple of weeks ago for having an open container in the park downtown, as well as, well, she was being painted topless at the time, though she wasn't arrested for that because it's legal to be topless, but it's nonetheless mentioned in every single news report that's ever been written about the incident. She has written a letter to the editor of the union leader, one of the newspapers in New Hampshire. She also sent a copy, I believe, to the local paper here in Keene, and it was published on Sunday, of all days, in the union leader, which is great. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, they don't publish their letters to the editor on their website. I guess that's their incentive to get you to go buy their newspaper. So we went ahead and
bailed again.
She sent us a version of it, and we went ahead and published her letter to the editor on the front page over at freekeen.com, so you can go and grab that.
The Union Leader is kind of the state newspaper.
It's very
if there's one that could be, you know, make that claim, I would say the Union Leader said it's sort of the Republican newspaper in a, you know, a state with more sort of liberal news.
They take some liberty friendly positions there
sometimes.
I think they came out recently pretty firmly against the laws that prohibit people from recording the police, those sorts of things. So in many cases, they're pretty liberty-oriented. So you can go and see that right now over at freekeen.com, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, you've actually got an email that kind of ties into some of this stuff.
Yeah, this one's awesome. It starts out...
And I think this guy's emailed before, hasn't he?
I don't know that that's true. I could search his name in my email here. But
I feel like he has.
It may be true.
Because it's rare that we get angry emails. I mean, you'd think that on Free Talk Live, a nationally syndicated radio program with a very firm pro-liberty viewpoint that in many ways is quite iconoclastic and appears on 80-plus radio stations around the country, you'd think we'd get a little bit more angry vitriolic emails, but it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I would think the same thing too. I'm surprised that you guys don't actually.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I like to read them when they come in, but really, it just doesn't happen. But this one's for real, Mark. This isn't like tongue in cheek, right? This is somebody's really sending an angry email.
Yeah, actually, he did send one in last year sometime.
Okay,
right? And it was another. It was more Radio Gold. This guy's great. It's entitled
Eric?
Subject. Yeah, his name's Eric. The subject line is "Dear Communists," which just goes to show somebody who has no idea who he's talking to.
Yeah,
I mean, we're the exact opposite of communists.
But presumably, he's been listening for a year. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he hasn't listened the whole time.
Yeah, I don't get the impression that he has.
To me, this points out that he must have been or was grown up, like he was born in the 50s or grew up in the 50s, 60s, because he thinks of everyone as communists. Everyone who's not with him is a communist.
So, he says, I was talking about your show in Christian Chat number 4 on Yahoo.
Red flag.
And someone in there told me that you called the military hired killers.
Yeah, you did. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's something that I have done. Actually, paid killers
paid
is the term,
is
as I recall,
yeah.
That I've used. And
I think it's in one of our promos now.
It may very well be. I don't use it anymore because I don't feel it forwards the conversation. It may get people to tune out before they listen to what it is that we have to say, but it is a factually correct statement. I mean,
yes, it is. As a former paid killer, I was paid. And one of my main responsibilities as a soldier was to kill if need be.
Don't they tell you essentially that, you know, first, primarily you're a soldier, secondarily you're a cook or helicopter pilot or whatever it is that you do?
Yes.
I mean,
it's a little bit more high strung in the Marines for that sort of sentiment, but the Army's the same way. You are a soldier first. You are an infantry, you know, you have your weapon. You're supposed to be able to use it proficiently if need be.
I think that pretty much sums it up, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he says, I've listened to your crazy show, even though most of what you say makes me sick. And I notice you all speak English. Huh? English? Well, that's funny because... And then he switches to all caps.
Wait, was that in there? Was the English... Did you embellish that, or was the English in there twice?
No, it was once.
Oh, okay.
And he says, that's funny because... And then he switches to caps. If it wasn't for the military, you'd be speaking German or Japanese right now, or even Arabic. And... Okay, so
all
here,
in caps.
Here now, only not only do you have somebody doesn't listen very much, but
multiple exclamation marks.
One exclamation point. Okay. I don't think he doesn't do the multiple exclamation point at any point in this email. So
can we address that one real quick, the German thing?
We have to. Okay, yeah. General Smedley Butler, Eric, I know you're going to listen because I'm going to tell you when I'm going to send you an email and let you know when it's on, and I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you sending in these great emails. I'd buy
Don't
them.
Ever change.
I'd buy them from you if I could. I mean, they're so good. So
put this man on the payroll.
General Smedley Butler, one of the few men to win the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor is the military designation given by the United States government twice. He was a major general, and I think that he... I think
what's even more amazing is that he didn't die earning those.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
You know, he said that he was...
Most people die when
in his book, War is a Racket, he claimed that he was a paid killer for the United States government, a hitman, a strongman for
their corporate buddies,
for the United States government and their corporate buddies. So here's a guy, a general, who says these things. Remember, Dwight D. Eisenhower, the Republican president, said, beware of the military-industrial complex, Eric. I understand you're not tuned into this. I get it. But you've got to, you've got to tune yourself into it. The fact is, General Smedley Butler said, there's no way that somebody could mount a land invasion of the United States through the sea. You just can't do it. It's not going to be possible. I suppose the Chinese could conquer their way through Russia, march across the Bering Straits, build a bridge and march across the Bering Straits, but I think we could handle them by that time. So the United States is in an incredibly enviable position. We can't be invaded by land. It's going to be very, very difficult for somebody to do that. I don't think we have anything to worry about from Canada and Mexico. So
what about the Quebecese?
Yeah, the
Quebecers,
Quebecois,
French Canadians.
Yeah,
they're scary.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything. Mm. So
they're just trying to secede.
It's just this is just bullcrap. Did the Japanese bomb the Sandwich Islands that then became known as Hawaii? Yes, they did. They a military base on the islands that had no business being on sovereign land. The British had no business taking over that island. The United States had no business taking it from the British. The United States had no business packing it full of military people who then voted to give it statehood after World War II. By the way,
was it 1956?
Something like that. So it wasn't even a state.
Do you mean to say that when you use aggression against people, you shouldn't be surprised when it comes back around to bite you?
That's what happens. It's the nature of abuse, I'm afraid.
All right, there's more coming up here, right? We've got more to this email.
Oh, there's
all right,
plenty.
All right, 800-259-9231. We might also, I think we might just stop down and take a call here, and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. We'll get back to the golden email in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclog.com. Wow. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to help out the show, there are different ways for you to do that. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the profits. Actually, it's like 7-8%, so maybe a portion would be a better way to say that. We get a portion of their profits, and it's still the same great Amazon, still the same awesome prices and shipping deals, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand-new products. You can even buy used, though, if you'd like to save a few extra bucks. Get your shopping done at amazon.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Buke.
And Mark.
And we'll get back to the angry email here in a few moments. A man calling us communists. Someone who has emailed us in the past and was similarly upset with us, apparently is still listening. We'll continue with that in a bit. But let's first talk to Matt, listening in Pennsylvania. Matt, you're listening to Braveheart Radio. What is that?
That's our local station that airs you guys on a regular basis.
Oh, is it Meadville? Is that where you are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, very good. You guys have been, that's been on the air for a while now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Fantastic. All right, I'm pretty sure they're doing it all without an FCC license, which just is so exciting to me. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight?
Sometimes you guys have a lot of good points to make and are very interesting to listen to, and sometimes I think you're as idyllic as our current administration is utopian.
Okay.
When you say you're going to disband the military, I don't know how in a modern context you can say that without us being no longer sovereign in any way, shape, or form. There's no way that we wouldn't be overrun within a heartbeat.
By whom?
Whether it be by anybody that wanted to. By Canada, for Christ's sakes.
You think Canada's going to send in their military if
I'm not saying that they go. I said it's possible.
How would
one,
the,
you
how
have
would
no the, centralized military? You're missing one of the fundamental tenets for why our founding fathers decided that we needed from a constitutional government, because there were some things that the loose union of colonies just could not represent themselves.
But centralization is bad. Centralization is undesirable. It produces, you know, we've got monopolies and, crappy results and inefficiency. Don't you think it makes more sense to have decentralized protection where each individual is responsible for their own selves and their own safety and their families? I mean, do you understand why Switzerland wasn't invaded during World War II?
Oh, because they're playing the neutral card.
No, it's because
They all got guns.
Yeah, and they don't have they don't have much of a military.
And I understand
every
that. And I'm all for everybody having guns. However, the problem is in modern warfare, having a shotgun or a deer rifle or whatever weapon you deem necessary is not going to prevent an attack by air. It's not going to prevent an attack by sea.
Right. I mean, well, you can't hold ground with naval power or with air power. It's all you can do is shell the crap out of people. Do you understand that? You don't win a country from the air.
We had an amphibious landing that caused D-Day was pretty successful. That was an amphibious landing.
It was
followed by a ground war.
Right. That's right. You have to have boots on the ground to control something. You can't shoot it from the sea. You can't drop bombs on it from the air. To control a landmass, you must have soldiers on the ground. And my question to you is this: if Ontario decides to Ottawa, what's the capital of Canada? Ottawa decides to sweep across the 47th parallel. The Red Horde drives down into America and seizes the heart of Washington, D.C. Will you follow what they say? Will you do what they tell you to do?
That doesn't stop them from walking all over us.
Well, how are they going to walk all over you if you refuse to do it?
Power is wielded by the end of a gun, I believe, Mao said.
Don't you have a gun?
Yeah, I understand that, but what have a bigger gun?
You've got a 1,000 Americans for every one of their soldiers.
Once again, that's a hypothetical.
May
point.
I remind you,
invasion
you gave me a hypothetical, dude. I'm dealing with the hypothetical.
Yeah, and I understand. I gave a hypothetical into the sense that anybody could walk into our borders. I mean, at what point does modern warfare, I mean, even if we were allowed any weapon that we wanted to, a centralized source is going to have far superior weaponry than the individual is going to be able to maintain, purchase, create, what have you.
Okay, if what you're worried about is some sort of an arms conflict with who's got the biggest gun, then I have to disagree with you. A centralized government is inefficient as hell, and they blow money on a bunch of crap that they don't need, and they pay too much. If I want to get an anti-aircraft gun or whatever, then that can be done in the marketplace. If I want to hire a protection company that's going to protect Keene, New Hampshire with surface-to-air missiles because there's a bunch of paranoid crackpots living here that think they're going to be invaded by China, then those paranoid crackpots can all get together and hire a company to build that crap and defend their area. It's not like these weapons have to be purchased by a government.
Individual, what about the larger contingency? What about the larger contingent as a whole? I mean, one of the first things we do in warfare is that we blow apart their command and control.
Right. Absolutely.
Right now,
and when there's no command and control, then what?
No command and control. We should
have
no centralized reason to coordinate an attack or a defense. And then at that point, you'd get run over.
You don't. Look, Iraq did just fine there for several years against the world's largest, most well-funded military, and they did just fine with just a few people fighting back.
Who and when?
In Iraq.
What war were you watching?
The one where the United States was losing. Are you aware the United States is these wiki? Are you aware that these WikiLeaks papers right now reveal that the United States is losing in Afghanistan? I mean, these people are subsistence dirt farmers, and they can't beat them.
Beat them in what sense? It's a war.
Shooting the right people, dude. They're shooting plenty of
people,
just not the right ones. They're turning civilian populace against themselves. At this point, people in Afghanistan are saying, United States, go home. We're tired of getting killed while you think that people are Taliban.
So, Matt, let me see if I missed it. Did I mishear you? Did you say that you think a centralized command and control structure is a good thing?
I think it's a necessity.
Well, I think Mark pointed out, and maybe I think there was some crosstalk going on, maybe you didn't hear it, but if you don't have a centralized command and control structure, there's nothing to defeat. There's nothing to take over. Then you have to do a house-by-house takeover of any given area. There's no military base or anything like that for the invading horde to focus on. Don't you think that's a benefit?
Not really, no, I don't.
Okay, so basically you're a communist.
No, I'm not a communist in any way, shape, or form.
Well, apparently you want communal control, or at least centralized control.
Well, I want centralized control.
Yeah, who's going to... Well,
that is the hallmark of communism.
In any war, there's one general calling the shots, or there's a central command structure.
Sure, that's how a war goes, and wars are between governments. So when the United States federal government invaded Iraq, it fought against the Republican Guard, the government of Iraq,
and
wiped them out. And they wiped them out because it's government versus government. After that, then the occupation started, and then it became U.S. federal government versus anybody who wanted to oppose them. And there was no one for them to target specifically, because anybody and anyone could have been the target, and it made things far more difficult for them, and it is still far far more difficult, as it is in Afghanistan.
Right, so, you can't kill people for thinking, you can't find the people who think subversive thoughts against you. The military isn't a policing force, it's a military force. Armies fight armies.
Any other thoughts you want to add here, Matt?
I guess I just don't agree.
So basically, you want to force people to pay for your little fantasy military, your fantasy military that will be a centralized controlling force, right?
No, I want us as a collective to pay for our sovereignty as a country.
No, you don't get sovereignty as a country. Sorry, this is a myth. You can't have sovereignty as a country because that's an imaginary concept. There are individuals, and individuals can have sovereignty, but a country or a nation is just an idea. It's not sovereign in any way. It doesn't exist.
Isn't it interesting how the founding document says that I have freedom of religion, but my religion is a Quaker, and as a Quaker, I believe in peace. So therefore, I shouldn't be forced to fund the military that's supposed to keep this founding document and the people that claim to support it going.
That was a question for you, Matt.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were just throwing one out there. I understand what you're saying, but on the same token, I think that if you decide to live within the bounds of this country, and yes, you're allowed to practice your religion. I mean, there's also religions that in satanic culture that they practice animal sacrifice. Well,
look,
I'm not going to
steal your dog if you promise not to steal my money. Can we live that way? Can you keep your hands out of my pockets and let me pay for the things that I want?
Well, Ian, your safety is not one of those?
You've got your hands in my pocket, for God's sakes! It's the thief asking me if I'm caring about my safety. You're the thief, dude!
Well, I don't know that it's a thievery kind of act.
Yeah, it's stealing. I don't want to give you the money.
To be protected.
I don't want to give you the money.
I'll take care of my own protection. Thank you very much. I don't need you and your criminal gang.
Isn't that what the Italian guy, the pinstripe suit, comes? Hey, you need a little protection here in this store. Things can get broken. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need some money to protect you.
Yeah, that's all it is, man. Thanks for the call, Matt. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231.
Sorry to all the Italian people out there. It's just a Hollywood reference. You know what I mean?
1-800. There are Russian mobsters and so on.
Jewish mobsters and Italian mobsters and Irish mobsters. You got the whole thing.
Hour 2 is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything.
Sure, there's some wasp mobsters somewhere.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.